Here's a question. When does your right to anything become more important than my right or my child's right? America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalegi and Christina Stoffo.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalegi. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Stoffo will be by later this hour. Our first guest this hour is legendary TV producer and director Steve Binder. Steve is responsible for one of the most famous rock films of all time, the 1964 Tammy Show, the Elvis Comeback Special on NBC in 1968. And do you remember back in 83 when Diana Ross was singing in front of 100,000 people in a thunderstorm in Central Park? Steve Binder was responsible for it all. He has co-authored a great new book about the history of variety television, and we will talk with Steve Binder. Then we will talk with Jim Sahin. He is the CEO of the Brewster's Ice Cream chain. Did you know that this is National Ice Cream Month? Did you know that Sunday, July 17th is National Ice Cream Day? You do now, and we will talk about ice cream and all things ice cream with Jim Sahin. Then, with Christina on assignment for this hour, we will have a best-of edition of the Entertainment Report with the aforementioned Christina Stoffo. We start things off this hour with an awful decision that a parent needed to make. Do you surrender your child when he or she needs medical care because there is a protest blocking the road and your chance to get your child yourself to the hospital? It happened. It happened last weekend. There was a Black Lives Matter protest going on in Memphis, and protesters formed a human chain, and they were blocking a major interstate highway. And so there was this massive, massive traffic jam. Well, there was a family that was in their car, and their child was very sick and needed medical attention immediately. They could not access the hospital because protesters were blocking the highway. So, fortunately for them, at one point, they came upon a barrier where they saw police and emergency personnel, and the father had to make the gut-wrenching decision to hand his child over and hope that they could get the child to the hospital. The father then had to get himself off the highway and take a 25-minute detour all the way around this congested, closed highway so he could get to the hospital and be with his sick child when the child arrived. Here's the question. When does a protest become dangerous? I understand that someone has something they feel they must protest about and they want everyone to hear about. Do you really think, no matter what it is that you're protesting, and let's not start taking sides here, oh, Kalegi's this and Kalegi's that. No. Anything. Any type of a public protest that stops a city in its tracks. If I were to go out right now and just lay across a lane of a major highway, do you think the police would put up with that? No. I would be arrested within 5 minutes. And I could not say, oh, I'm protesting. I'm sorry, you're going to jail, Mr. Kalegi. And I would be taken, and I should be taken there. How about having a protest in a public space? How about a public plaza? What about in front of City Hall? What about in front of the police station? What about in a park? But when you decide to protest and intentionally stop traffic and stop thousands of people from going on with their lives, do you really think that's going to make those people want to support whatever it is you're protesting against? Really? I think we need to get control of this in terms of what a protest is, what a protest should be. No one, no matter what it is you have to say, should have the right to close down an interstate highway, even if the police chief happens to be marching with you, which he was that day, when you have a child that could die if he or she does not get to the hospital. Wake up, America. Stay with us. Steve Binder is next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalegi.
America Weekend.
Where are they now? with Ahmad Rashad.
His unorthodox delivery, spotty control, and awesome mullet earned him the nickname Wild Thing. He was a tough reliever who surrendered Joe Carter's dramatic homer that ended the 1993 World Series.
Well hit down the left field line. Way back and gone!
So where is Mitch Williams now? Mitch ran a bar at a bowling alley outside Philly and managed the minor league Atlantic City Surfs. In 2007, he embarked on a broadcasting career. Mitch was also with Fox before landing on the MLB Network. And he's the owner of Wild Thing Southpaw Salsa. Mitch Williams, still milking the Wild Thing. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Think green.
Harrison with you. New research suggests taking more B vitamins than the recommended daily allowance, and that can improve heart health and symptoms of depression, also working to improve energy levels and brain function. Natural News reports all B vitamins work together in a synergistic way. So if you don't have enough of one type of B vitamin, the other kinds simply won't be able to do their job. The biggest culprit? Stress. Whether it's emotional, like chronic anxiety, or physical, like surgery, stress brutally depletes B vitamins from the body. But there is an easy home solution. Lots of fresh fruit and vegetables. Choose organic and locally grown produce whenever possible while avoiding overcooked food, which destroys vitamin content. And eat more foods that are naturally filled with B vitamins, including oats, avocado, salmon, and Brazil nuts. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.